What's worse, rising health care costs or the cure?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The Obama administration's putting on a full court press today for health care reform. Administration officials are making just about the only argument they can in the middle of a recession. Cutting health care costs will be good for this economy. Reporter Tamara Keith has more from Washington.
President Obama will meet this afternoon with Senate Democrats to discuss health care reform. The president's Council of Economic Advisers is set to release a report this morning outlining the economic case for reshaping health care. In short, the report says health care is expensive, and unless something changes, it's only going to get more expensive. The report says that cutting health care costs and expanding coverage to the uninsured would both improve the federal bottom line and the nation's economy. But not everyone is sold on the report or the reforms it promotes. House Minority Leader John Boehner says the White House hasn't actually offered a credible plan that would accomplish its goals without raising taxes or rationing health services. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
One day after filing for bankruptcy, General Motors says it has a tentative agreement to sell its Hummer brand. No word on the buyer or the price. GM says selling Hummer rather than killing it will save about 3,000 jobs. Hummer. You could hardly pick a better symbol of America's industrial flailing. Huge, lumbering, guzzling, and now part of a bankruptcy proceeding. But enough America bashing for a moment. What can this country still do well? I asked management consultant Peter Cohen to name some sectors where the U.S. can compete and win.
Three broad areas at the moment: information technology, entertainment, and biotechnology. And I think if we're looking for what kinds of industries are going to take up the slack of our economy and what kinds of industries are going to maybe reemploy some of the 21,000 GM workers who are going to get laid off in the wake of the bankruptcy, you have to start looking in those areas.
So these are things America does well. What are the odds that the U.S. is going to lose its edge in these brain power areas like we've lost our industrial leadership?
I think there is a less of a chance of that, but we need to continue to innovate. I mean, I feel that in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, we came up with big new technologies every decade. In this decade, we've sort of fallen a little bit behind. So I think we need to regain the initiative in terms of IT. But in the areas of entertainment and biotechnology, I feel that we continue to be far ahead, and we need to continue to keep pressure on ourselves to stay ahead of the pack.
What do you see ahead for the American standard of living in the 21st century?
Well, I see definitely a short-term slowing down in the standard of living. What I'm thinking about is over the longer term, if we can create more jobs through these brain power-based industries, I think that that will ultimately cause people to get paid more money. But there's no question in my mind that there are going to be people who are going to be hurt. But over the longer term, I believe that if we can invest in these brain power-based industries, we will end up being able to employ many of the people who have lost their jobs.
Management consultant Peter Cohen, author of You Can't Order Change. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do some numbers. European stock traders are booking some profits this morning. Shares are off about 1%. Asian markets were mixed. Wall Street was all optimism again yesterday. The S&P 500 added 2.5%. The NASDAQ grew 3%. The Dow rose 221 points and closed at 8,721. Some big banks are bullish on stocks, at least when it comes to their own public offerings. J.P. Morgan Chase, American Express, Morgan Stanley all say they will launch new stock offerings and use the money to pay back the government bailout. J.P. Morgan says it plans to raise $5 billion in the market. Amex, $3.5 billion. Morgan Stanley, about $2 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Orville Redenbacher's, Chef Boyardee, and Healthy Choice. More at conagrafoods.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
After a record 2008, the video game industry has finally started slumping like the rest of us. Sales have begun to sag. Just in time, there's E3 Expo, the Los Angeles trade show where the industry launches new titles and new gadgets. Reporter Joel Rose takes a look.
Microsoft used old-fashioned star power to draw attention to new games for its Xbox 360 console. Surviving Beatles Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney showed up at the E3 Expo yesterday to shill for the forthcoming Beatles edition of the popular music game Rock Band.
The graphics are very good, and we were great.
We love the game. It's fantastic. Who would ever thought we'd end up as androids?
Hollywood director Steven Spielberg was also on hand to help unveil a new Microsoft gadget called Project Natal that will let players control games using their bodies and voices and nothing else. Brian Crescenti is the editor-in-chief of Kotaku.com, a gaming news website.
They're trying to make this into something as easy to do as sitting down and watching a movie.
Crescenti says Microsoft is trying to woo the same casual gamers who made Nintendo's Wii such a hit.
They want to find people who aren't traditional gamers, who aren't comfortable with picking up a controller and trying to remember what buttons they have to mash.
Microsoft didn't say when the new controller would hit the market, but many of the games and consoles making their debut this week will be in stores later this year. Over the weekend, Sony leaked a promotional video for its latest game console, PSP Go.
We're on our way to an undisclosed secret location, escorted by Sony Computer Entertainment Security, to meet the newest member of the PlayStation family.
The new console is about the size of a portable phone, and that's no coincidence, says Justin McElroy, an editor at the website joystick.com. He says the big game studios are reacting to growing competition from independent designers who write inexpensive games for portable devices like the iPhone.
I think there's a real fear that some of these indie developers are going to eat their lunch.
If video game sales don't rebound soon, game developers may face pressure to cut prices on consoles and games. But nobody's expecting that kind of announcement today when Nintendo and Sony unveil their latest gizmos. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
So that's a giant industry trying to cope with competition and recession. How are you dealing? Let us know when you visit us online at marketplace.org. I'm Bill Radke in Los Angeles. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.